Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show. All right. Here we go. Build and launch show, November 30th, 2015. How's it going, everybody? Justin Jackson here. It's been a while. Glad you're still on this feed. Glad you're still listening. Let's get serious here. People always tell me that they miss this show, and I'm super grateful that they liked it. But there's always been part of me that goes, well, why? Why did people like this show so much? And I have a bit of an idea. I knew that people would be interested in the premise of me building and launching a product every week and me recording these little audio journals on my iPhone and sharing kind of the raw stuff that goes on when you're making things. But I didn't really understand why people felt such a strong connection with the show. But I get it now. I get why so many of you liked the show. You see, lately I've been feeling dull. I just shipped a big project, and I feel like I'm in this lull. Just uninspired, restless. Lately when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I have no direction. And I just had also, at the same time, a big consulting contract end. And so I was always this guy that was like working during the day on, you know, work stuff, consulting or a day job, and then doing my side projects at night. And I always dreamed of being able to just wake up one morning and, you know, have the whole day ahead of me to work on my own stuff. And now I have that opportunity. I'm not going to take any new clients for a while. And yet I'm waking up here on a Monday morning going, what am I going to do today? What's my direction? What am I working on? I've been thinking of this line my friend Jason Zook said to me.
You know what I think you need to psychoanalyze you on your own podcast and on this live chat?
Yes.
You need built-in accountability. And you know where you got that the best? Build and launch.
Yeah.
You put out more work. You put out more things. I know you also drained yourself and you were super tired and everything. So you'd have to figure out a way that it worked better. But when you had those set deadlines, you were getting your work done and it was happening. So I think everybody needs to find their own build and launch. Everyone needs to find their own way that they are the most productive or they get the most things done. Then, you know, for you, putting it out there publicly makes it very accountable that you don't want to stop doing that thing.
You know, this sound booth that I'm in right now is where I sort myself out. And I can see now that while I was in here recording these shows, sorting myself out, that you guys were sorting yourselves out, that you were getting motivated to work on your own stuff, that you were inspired to take that first step and start a side project or finish a project that you'd had on the shelf for years. You know, I'm the same way. When I think about what inspires me, it's hearing other people's stories. It's watching people make stuff, seeing their process. I rewatched this documentary last night called Capital C.
We live in a new era. We live in a brand new world where all of a sudden the technology that is around us enables us to do the things that we believe in.
And it's about these folks that are doing crowdfunding campaigns and their stories. And just watching these creative people do their thing is inspiring. It's actually what got me off the couch to write this script that I'm reading to you right now. 2016 is right around the corner. It's 30 days away, 31 days away. And I want to try something new. I could continue with this show, but part of me feels like I've done what I needed to do here. Building and launching a product every week was motivational. It helped me get a lot of things off the ground. But it was also limiting in some ways because, first of all, I couldn't finish a bigger project if I needed to. So if when I started Network Effects, networkeffects.me, with my friend Marty, we've been continuing to work on that, but we haven't really shipped it. And I'd like to do that. I'd like us to, you know, get that out the door. And actually, it's been a year. The domain just renewed. So I'd like the freedom to work on bigger projects. But at the same time, I want to work on small projects too. And I want to continue to motivate and inspire you folks that are listening. In fact, I'd like to have more of you involved in whatever I do next. Instead of it just being about me sharing my story, I want it to be about you sharing your story. Another thing I learned doing the Build and Launch show is that all sorts of makers listened to the show. There was people making software, there was people making podcasts, there's people writing books, and there's also people making physical items, like my friends at Studio Neat.
This is a little piece of walnut. It was lovingly crafted by Tom and Dan in Austin, Texas.
My friends at Need, and they were all interested in this idea of hearing someone's process, watching somebody make something live before their eyes. But the stuff I was covering wasn't really serving them. Even people that are in the software world, which is where I come from, they're working on all sorts of other projects. Some of them are making, you know, picture frames on the weekends. My friend Alan Branch makes lamps. And to me, it doesn't matter if you knit scarves, code apps, or write essays. I think if you create stuff, you are a maker. And so I have an idea for a new show that goes way broader than what we were doing here at Build and Launch. Build and Launch was really about launching small digital products. And I want the new show to have a wider umbrella of makers. So it's not just a show, but it's also a community of people who are making things, who are inspiring each other to be creative, to put things out into the world. And I'm trying to think about how I'm going to get this off the ground. I've got a kind of a rough idea of the form it's going to take. But really what I need is you. I need you folks to tell me if it's something you'd like to be a part of, because I'm not going to do it by myself. So the new show that I'd like to do in 2016 is called Mega Maker. That's Mega Maker. And I need your help. I'd like to present what I've got planned and have you interact with it. I want to hear what you think. I want to hear your reaction to it. I want to hear your feedback. And so I need you to go to megamaker.co. That's megamaker.co. And sign up for that email list there, because I'm going to be emailing everyone on that list with some samples and some ideas and some of the vision. And I just need to hear what you guys think. I want some interaction around this idea, because if I'm going to launch this in 2016, I need to know how I'm going to do that. I also need to know how I'm going to fund it. I had a lot of people who emailed me after and tweeted me after Build and Launch went off the air and said, you know, I would pay to help keep this show on the ground. And so I need to figure out some sort of business model for this to work too. And I'd love to hear your ideas on that as well. So go to megamaker.co and get involved now. You, as an early stakeholder, you will have a big say in how we make this show and how we make this community. And my dream is that people would be meeting up at conferences and local meetups, and they would see, I don't know, like a Mega Maker sticker on each other's laptop or something, and that they would connect and maybe even collaborate in the future. I want to create more connections between us as makers. I'd also like to see more makers getting paid for what they do. All right, so I'm really yakking now. Megamaker.co, thank you so much. I can't wait to talk to you over email and hear what you have to say. By the way, if you want to reach out to me directly, words@nerdnorth.com is my email address. And my Twitter handle is the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. That's the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. All right, that's it for real now. Talk to you soon. Megamaker.co.
Go there.
Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.